20. All right. If you got a Bible, get to the book of Luke, chapter 15, please. You might know the story already. You might read that already many times, but the Lord just put my heart for today. I would like to share with you. We got about 20 minutes. I know Australian very strict on time, but if I run out of time, please be patient with me. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. So if you able, please stand up to respect for the word of God, please. Would you kindly Luke chapter 15, verse 11 and to 32. Pastor Trumbull, would you lead, please? Verse 11.
And he said, a certain man had two sons. You want us all to read together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
We'll read together then. And he said, a certain man
had two sons.
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the good called to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his son to a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
And his son
said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no longer worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found.
Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. Lord Father, please help the message I'm going to deliver. Help me and all the people here. Is anyone in here is not safe? And I pray that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will convict their heart, and they're not 100% sure of their home in heaven. Please help them. And thank you, Father. Please cut back the thing I'm not supposed to say. Thank you, Father. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit it. Well, I don't usually preach in English. I preach in Vietnamese all the time. So I hope you can understand. You all understand what I'm sharing before? Just raise your hand. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You do eye contact with me. So if you do like, so I mean you not understand. So the Bible in here in Luke chapter 15, I'm going to do two applications today, and I'm going to tell you about a story. And Pastor Trumbull is going to do an invitation. We got about 20 minutes. So there's a man, he's a younger one in the house, and the father is very wealthy and very rich. And he doesn't want to work. He want to have money. He want to spend the money, enjoy his life. And he talked with his father. Dad, I want to have money. I want to give a heritage. And the father, probably he hopeless, or he just want his second son, the youngest one, to drive on his own and give him money. Doesn't want to work. The Bible said the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. We don't know which country is that. Could be in China, could be in Vietnam, could be in Singapore, could be in Malaysia, where all the Southeast country, they got a big casino and a lot of entertainment there. Could be in Cairns, they have a big casino down there. But the issue with this younger man is he doesn't know the value of money. He never worked. He don't know how hard it is. The Bible said if you don't work, you don't get the food. But he's the opposite way. He got another issue. He doesn't know how to manage his budget and money. So guess what? He got a lot of money. And his friend comes in. Oh, can we be friends? I said, well, yeah, let's come have friends. They're not real friends. Another issue is that he wasted his substance with Jesus leaving. So verse 13 is mean he spent on the money. Could be on pokies. We saw a lot of indigenous people, they go to the pokies in and out. When they get the money, I heard a lot of stories there. They got a lot of funded money in their bank account the next day, and they go to the pokey and do the things. Spend all the money. You can never be smarter than the one who created the machine in the casino. When I talked with one of the Indian driver, and he showed me the casino and said, you want to go there and try your luck at the casino? I said, no, thank you. God gave me enough money. I don't want to be wealthy. I never want to be. Whatever God gave to me, I'm content with that. And he just kept silent. But the issue with this man here, the younger son here, he probably about 20, 25 years old, and he spent all of his money, all the dollars, all the gold, all the food, or maybe he already got the most, he used to own the most expensive car, he probably got the latest iPhone, he probably got cash in his pocket all the time, but right now he spent all his money. and he doesn't have a skill. He doesn't have a university degree. What am I supposed to do? The Bible says he's in a far country. Probably in that time the telecommunication is not good. He cannot. He might not have a bank account during that time. He might not call his dad and say, "Can you wire me some money?" He spent all. The problem right now, when he spent all of his money, no more friends. The friends used to be called his friends. Now, when I got money, I took you all to the more expensive restaurant with the seafood, with the lobster, and with the August beef, and all the good food. I spend the money for you. I pay for you. Now I'm really hungry. Would you buy me some hamburgers? Yeah, sorry, busy. I gotta go. Some of them say, "I'm sorry, mate. I spend all my money as well." None of them help him. And now, guess what? The Bible said he joined himself to the citizen of that country and sent him into his field to feed swine. I mean, to feed the pigs. He used to have all the wonderful food, and he got a wonderful bed, maybe king size back home. He got a beautiful blanket. In the winter, he might get heater. In the summer, he might got air conditioning. He might got the beautiful bathroom ever, and all toilet paper never run out. In COVID in America and Australia, the most the people is afraid of no toilet paper. I watch on the news. But in Vietnam, that's not going to happen. We're just afraid we don't have enough food. Where if we find out people got food, and they go and say, "Hey, where you get that fruit come from? I want to go there." But in Australia and America, and I watch on the news, say, "Where you get the toilet paper? I want to go there." Well, we'll come back to the Bible right now. Here's the issue. He understands himself. He remembers the time that his father loved him so much. He might attend church before. He might regularly church attendant. He might was born in a Christian home. I heard a lot of stories. But he never know real purpose of his life. He never know. He heard about sin, but he never get repented. He know about hell. He heard about heaven. But he never put his personal faith into God, the Father, who created the heaven. The Bible said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He know that. But he never trusted. Verse 18. He know his issue right. He know that my father used to have everything. He remember his father used to love him, caring for him. Verse 18, the Bible says, "I will arise and go to my father," and will say to him, "Father," with capital F. It's been God. "I have sinned against heaven and before thee." Been now he know he sins against God. He know God before. But right now, he know his situation. He want to repent it. And he said, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy high servants. He made a wonderful decision in his life. The Bible said he arose and came to his father. His father was waiting for him day and night since the day he left, gave him the morning. Every morning he looked at the door and he looked, is my son coming back? And at night he looked, he went out to the driveway. He looked at outside. He said, my son, days, weeks, months, could be years looking for his son because he loved his lost son. He's praying for his son to repent. The Bible said he's looking for him. And then he saw his son coming up. He said, oh, son, I love you. So beautiful, always. And people come back to the Father. Come back to love. The lost one. The title for message of today is Going Home. He's going home. The son come back and repented and said, we got about 15 more minutes, so, Father, I have sinned against heaven. This is his confession. I sinned against heaven and thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. He's come back. Verse 24, sworn of his salvation. For that my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. They began to be merry. This is a sovereign observation. He's got converted. His father know that. Now he come and he kneel down and he pray, please forgive me. Am I attend church before? Am I pray? But I never have personal relationship with you before. He come back. This is true salvation. Second expert for today. And I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to finish. There's not a problem. The problem not with the father. The problem with the second son was solved. Now not a problem. First son. When you read in there, what's the problem? The Bible said he was angry. He was angry, would not go, and therefore he came farther out and entreated him. Verse 28. Why is that? He's supposed to be happy because this is true salvation. He's angry because he's jealous. He's angry because he doesn't want to share. He's angry because he's not content. He unsatisfied. He compare. That's the issue. I heard a lot of story nowadays. My friend told me. We was able to, I'm not going to tell you the name, but that's a church that I know of. The assistant pastor supposed to help the pastor. However, he's not doing his job. They compare, not happy, and they split. If you live quietly, peacefully, in the Bible way is good. He said, I don't agree with you. Just live quietly. Don't get other church members to get involved with that. However, sadly, they start another church. Another church nearby there. He was angry. It's the issue. We're supposed to love each other, not to be angry. We're supposed to pray for each other, encourage each other. We live in an ending time. The world, power of darkness, the devils, tempting us to attack our brothers and sisters in Christ. Please don't do that. If you're not happy, just live quietly. Don't be like the first son. This is the Bible. I'm not making things up. He was angry. So why are you doing that? He was angry. The father again, he said, thy brother, he said, thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Real brother in Christ, same father. We don't attack each other. We pray for each other. We're supporting each other. But my friends, we live in a lying time. Facebook, social media. Lying. I don't know the government in Australia, but the government in Vietnam, we never trusted them. There's a sentence say that just read what they're doing, but don't believe. But don't believe what they're doing. I don't know in Australia. I don't live here long enough.
Okay.
But government in all around the world, I wish they believe in Jesus. I wish my hope for, the Bible said we pray for them. If they got saved. See what happened? If the president, what do you call him here, prime minister? If the prime minister of Australia believe in God, he will do the right things. He love all the citizens. We do the moral things. No more homosexual. We walk around the street with the two men, very handsome. We're shocked. They do something that men not supposed to do. I'm not saying that. Only the thing between the wife and the husband they do, that's kissing. Oh, very close. See in Australia, Vietnam, we have this now. Sin comes with sin. With sin. Wrap up today with a story. Jesus loved telling the story. We got about 5 more minutes, so should be enough for a story. In Vietnam, an old man, he's a young man. He was born and raised in a Buddhist home. He never heard Jesus Christ before in his life. At the age of teenager, 16, 17. In Vietnam, they don't have a lot of pokies, but they are really famous on football, World Cup. He didn't have purpose in his life. And I just hang around with wrong friends. He They live in a religious town. They got temples everywhere. The temples in his town is more than the schools. They don't have a lot of churches in Vietnam. And he started to listen to his friend and said, Hey, my friend, why don't we go and gamble? Oh, he said, because he never worked before. And he started to make some money. He said, I want to do it. He started with the first match, gamble with $2. And he win. He said, woo, got the money. And next day, he win $5. And he get a check. I got money. And go and spend money. And then the next day, he got $50. And he win again. Say, that's easy money. Woo. But next week, he spent all. And then he started making a gamble again. And where the money come from? Ooh. Mommy and daddy got money. I'm going to go and steal. I'm going to steal some money. And he keep losing. Keep losing. And very aggressive. And then he keep stealing. And he got all the money. One day, he's just like the man in the Bible, prodigal son. He went home, and his dad said, he went home at midnight, and the dad said, get out of my house. He locked the door. And that boy, he just treat the home just like a hotel. Every time I go home and put all the clothes there, the mommy watching for him, he got food on the table, he never be grateful for that. And he never appreciate mommy and daddy for helping him and feeding him and give him bed. He's rebel. Here's a problem. He went away. So, where is he going to sleep? His friend's house. But his friend's house got no more room. He got to sleep at the backyard with the cows. That's what he do. Because he doesn't want to go home. He said, Dad, I'm old enough. I can do whatever I like. I'm a mature man now. He's not. And then his mom was blaming the father, the husband, and said, because of you, and he run away. And then the mommy started riding motorbike and looking for him to go to friend A. Said, do you see my son? I said, no, I haven't seen him for a couple of days. And I went to a famous coffee shop for a football match, but didn't see him. She started to worry. Where's my son? Might be dead. May I get a motorbike accident? And she's driving in a corner. And she saw his son. He said, go up, son. Go up with me, son. Go up, son. And he went home. This little boy let her follow Jesus, but personal savior, repented, come back to the Lord. He was me. Praise the Lord for that. So I love this message. I want to share with you today. So I have two questions for today, because I'm wrap up. Question number one. If you never known Jesus before in your life, your personal Savior, you never have a personal relationship. You might attend church for years when you were a child. Pastor Trumbull going to lead the invitation later on because he's church. Just raise your hand and talk with him privately. Question number two. Don't raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass you. You might be angry like the first son. You might hurt somebody. You might attack somebody in the past. I don't know, but the Holy Spirit knows. The Bible said, just repent. Come back to Him. It's loving and caring.